to pull off the impossible, but, okay. Good morning, I'd like to call the fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day eight of our Hunka session. It is April 4th, 2018. The time is 10:07 a.m. Congressman Norris, Wadonta.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come together to do the business of our Osage people. Father in heaven, I ask that you come into our lives here as we perform our appointed duties and give us guidance as we make important decisions for this business. Father in heaven, I ask that you bless all of our elders. Bless our men and women who serve our great nation to protect us. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you protect our soldiers, protect our children, protect them all. Father in heaven, I ask this in all your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Atsia.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is review of the journal. Please look over the journal for April 3rd. Congressman Tillman.
Just a question on page two, under the motion to second, 980 nays. Is that the one that's reflected below?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, with
okay.
One abstention.
Right.
There's
10.
There's 10 yeas and zero nays right below that.
Thank you. Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal as amended. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The journal for April 3rd is approved. There are no reports of select committees, and there are no reports of standing committees. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning?
Special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-Indian defendants and establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1820, authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Huska Overlay Service area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1821, to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avan and Barnstall service area from the Economic Development Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Norris. Right. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those in attendance. I'm reading in ONCA 1817, an act to authorize victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to have confidential addresses acknowledged and utilized by the Osage Nation so they can still receive services and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 1818, an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authorized by the Violence Against Women Act and the Indian Civil Rights Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. General Order Day 1, second reading, Congressman Walker.
Speaker, good morning, good members. Good morning, Congress. Reading in ONCR 1805, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of a tract of real property in Hominy, Oklahoma, currently held in the name of the Osage Nation and within the Housing Department of the Osage Nation Housing Stock. Also reading in ONCR 1806, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of two pieces of real property currently in the Housing Department of the Osage Nation to the respective home buyers who fulfill the contractual requirement for home ownership in the housing program.
Thank you. We're now on General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order they're received. ONCR 1744, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress. We have one amendment. Page 1, line 15, strike 6 and insert 4. And page 1, line 44 and 45, strike 6 and insert 4. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, that's my amendment, and it reduces the amount of time that a judge will serve without being reappointed from 6 years to 4 years. In my experience, 4 is the standard in Indian country, or less. I'm not sure that I've seen a six-year appointment, although the Diné tribe tells me that once they appoint a judge, they may never disappear. I know of one tribe that I can think of, the Chippewa tribe, Turtle Mountain Chippewas. They elect their judges, but the vast majority of other Indian country courts have contracts or appointments for a term of 2 to 4 years. I'm concerned that a commitment of 6 years is a long time to make, and from the judge's perspective, and particularly if it's a trial court appointment, it's hard on a judge to make that kind of commitment person. The other thing is, it might give an opportunity, at 4 years, will give an opportunity for more Osages to serve the court. I think it's important that our young Osage attorneys get an opportunity to work on the court, our court. And with a 4-year term of office, that would allow consideration of different people every 4 years rather than 6. So that's why I made the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Congressman Norris.
Well, I can think of, right off the top of my head, one large tribe here in Oklahoma that has appointments and confirmation for 6 years. So it's not unique. And I believe that 6 years will give the people stability and it will keep stability, and in the long term it just makes for a better court system, in my opinion, because it's, again, the people that are appointed to these positions, they can prepare their lives around and work schedules around 6 years. I know it's a long, it is a commitment, but again, there is stability there for those 6 years. And it Also in the confirmation and or the appointment and confirmation process, it allows new chiefs and new members of Congress to have an opportunity to adequately and intelligently research and weigh in on each potential upcoming appointee. So I am still in favor of the 6-year appointment and confirmation process. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Edwards?
The only other thing I would add is that the 4 years tracks the Constitution currently. We retain every 4 years, so this would be the same time frame that the Constitution currently calls for.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
When we were discussing the bill in committee, Chief Justice Grant was here, and I like the 6-year term that was in the original constitutional amendment, and made comment that I thought were the reasons that Congressman Norris said that 6 years was a good term. Chief Justice Grant, though, refuted it and said that she thought a 4-year period was enough. So I'm considering the two. I believe that Congressman Edwards has sat on the bench before, maybe currently still does, for a tribal nation, and also Supreme Chief Justice Grimm sits on the bench. And so I believe I'm going to support this amendment because of the experienced voices we've heard of us set on the boards. So I was thinking the way Congressman Norris was, that the legislation was presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Congressman Supernaw?
No, amendment to this only requires a simple majority, doesn't it?
I believe so. Yes. Congressman Norris?
I have a question in regard to the amendment when it says page 1, line 15. I want to make sure that the document that I'm working off of matches, because on my document, it looks like it's page 1, line 17. Is that correct or not correct?
Page 1, line 17, as opposed to 15?
Yes.
One moment, please. The copy that I'm looking at is the committee version, stamped March 28th, 2018 at 5:05 p.m. Looks to me to be line 15.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And line, hold on. 44 and 45. Okay. Thank you. Okay, any more discussion regarding this amendment? Seeing none, roll call please. Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No. No.
Y'all need to speak up.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Thank you.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Okay, the amendment fails. and ONC R-1744 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now in motions and notices. Congressman Walker.
Got lots of meetings today from 1 to 4.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Congressional Affairs meets immediately following the session.
Okay, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to go ahead and announce my appropriation committee is Thursday morning at 8:30.
Thank you. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, till 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I thought you were raising your
I'm on both.
I thought Joe was like, stop.
If you want to, yeah. I'm on a government office afternoon. I have to step out. If you want me to step out and do that.